Okay, we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. If I can get everyone to grab their seat. If everybody would stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Grab your seats and stand up, right?
Exercise routine.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lynn, if you would do the roll call for us.
Trustee Davis.
Present.
Trustee Doherty.
Here.
Trustee Dye.
Here.
Trustee Freckleton.
Here.
Trustee Haas.
Here.
Trustee Holness.
Here.
Trustee Howard.
Here.
Trustee Lloyd.
Here.
Trustee Levi.
Here.
Any public participation today?
No, sir. No requests.
All right. We'll move on to the public hearing, the policies. We've got a lot of policies today.
Yes, and with your permission on section 6, if we could go through just the ones that are changing.
I think that's a great idea.
In the same way on 5, there are more changes in section 5.
I'm fine. Just if you had the board members have all the ones that have not changed in front of them. So, yeah, if you'll just highlight the ones that have changed, that would be great.
I think I mentioned that this packet was more bark than bite. So it's a lot of stuff, but not a whole lot of changes.
Section 5.01 was revised regarding bonds, and it was to simply refer to a statute, make it more specific. 5.03 with respect to the budget is just going to rename the administrative services part. There is a deletion, policy 5.04, charity racing days. Since we do not have those or participate in those anymore, we're requesting deletion of that policy number. Section 5.07, this is a substantive change and it has to do with wiring transactions. And there are deletions also in these changes. Section 5.0 in the contracting authority is to just delete a specific year on a statute, and it will be the current year will be applicable. And 5.12, surplus property. And also, Lynn, for the record, can we change the last word in the first paragraph to statutes. And that is all section 5.
Okay, and we need a motion, right, for the reading. Have a
so
motion.
Moved.
A second. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion passes.
And for section 6, this is mainly human resources. Section 6.01 is to add a word they in there. Under section 6.2, it is to add the words developing curriculum as part of the duties and correcting, ensuring, and insuring. 6.21. Wait. Is just striking the word community. Section 6.25 is just a grammatical correction on the word compensatory. And 6.45 on workplace violence, non-substantive change.
Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes. Next up is the consent agenda. Any items that need to be moved or questionable? Great. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Consent agenda passes. Dr. Labasa, over to you.
Thank you. So I think I'm going to start off with a presentation of resolution to our dear friend and trustee, Marianne Haas. No, it's not on the agenda, so you're looking surprised. So, Marianne, if you'd come and join me here.
For the record, I would like to read the resolution of appreciation from Daytona State College. Whereas Marianne Haas has been a longtime friend and advocate of Daytona State College, Volusia Flagler County area, recognized for her integrity and contribution to the college, the community, and the state in general. And whereas, through her work on the District Board of Trustees and as a retired district curriculum director of the Flagler County School System, she has been a champion of K-12 education and higher education. And whereas, she was appointed to the District Board of Trustees by Governor Charlie Crist in 2009 and subsequently reappointed in 2017 by Governor Rick Scott. And whereas, she served with distinction as vice chair from 2012 to 2013 and then as chair from 2013 to 2014, and currently serves as the appointed trustee of the Daytona State College Foundation Board of Directors. And whereas, under her leadership, Daytona State College expanded opportunities for students with world-class facilities such as the soccer stadium, the classroom building at the Flagler Palm Coast campus, and the L. Gale Lemron Student Center. And whereas, she has supported the mission of the college to provide access and emphasize academic success for all students. And whereas, she has supported access to an expansion of bachelor degrees in engineering technology, nursing, information technology, and accounting. And whereas, she has committed to safeguard the affordability of a college education in Florida with a commitment to preserve the integrity of the state's 2+2 system. And whereas, she will forever be a lifelong friend of Daytona State College and the Florida college system. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this resolution of appreciation for Marianne Haas is read into the official minutes of the May 13th, 2021 meeting of Daytona State College District Board of Trustees, and that a signed copy of this document is presented at this time.
It's definitely, thank you. It has definitely been my honor to serve on this board, and it's going to be sad to leave. But I do have other things I'm going to be doing, and they will always include, though, this college. So thank you all. Thank you. And everyone in this room, you know, I get to see you guys a lot. I'm going to remember all of you. So thank you very much.
Hard to follow up with an update after that, but I will try. But Marianne, again, thank you for your service, and I know you'll still be supporting the college for many, many years to come. Been busy since last board meeting. We had our Lemron speaker series. It was virtual, and it will be our last virtual. We have plans for fall to be a in-person series. Participated in the Florida Trend Roundtable discussion. Was involved with the Palm Coast Flagler Regional Chamber Strategic Planning Session. That's a new chamber created, and I have a seat at the table along with Gary Lubai in helping shape that new chamber. We successfully hosted the Palm Coast Songwriters Festival, and it was good to kind of have a first event on campus up at the Palm Coast campus. Had a collaboration council meeting with Volusia and Flagler County Schools, and have begun some discussions on additional partnerships and some dual enrollment opportunities possibly at the ATC. Hosted the new principal across the street, Dr. Joe Castelli. He's the new principal from Mainland High School. And I think there's going to be some opportunities for additional collaboration there. So we had Dr. Castelli, I had him over for lunch and, you know, talked to him about some opportunities that we might have to better partner. We are currently hosting, I think we're in our last round of the NJCAA Division I National Tournament. We hosted it this year at Plantation Bay. Last update, we were in second, and I think we are significant strokes behind it. I think I'm not sure we're going to catch them this year, but, you know, 10-time national champions, and we did have two of our top golfers did not come in the spring because of COVID, but, you know, Laura does a fantastic job. So I was able to go out there and watch our team tee off yesterday. It was good to see him out there. Hosting tonight, the women's soccer regional semifinal out of the stadium tonight. We'll be playing Polk State. And if we win this, I think this will be the, you know, fifth year in a row that we've made the regional finals, which will be Saturday here. We're hosting that as well. And just a reminder, graduation is May 19th. And, you know, it's going to be in person. Still a little different than normal, but, you know, we're going to have a limited stage crew. And, you know, Betty and Randy, thank you for coming to represent the board. And we'll have a smaller stage. And but we wanted to pull it off. And we have a good number. We extended the invitation to our 2020 graduates. And we do have a good number of them going to show up to the 6:30 or whatever that one is at night event. So glad that they're, you know, they're going to get recognized and walk across the stage like they might have wanted to back in May of 2020. So great to have that opportunity. So we had a legislative session, you know, waiting final approval, hopefully, from the governor, and he's been very supportive of us. So we did, if you didn't see it in the paper, we did get our $200,000 for the Flagler Palm Coast Nursing Program. So that's really good news. We also got the $3.8 million for the finishing of the Deltona building. So that will get that building up and running with, you know, that, again, that's going to allow us to offer the full nursing program in Deltona, sonography, machining, probably HVAC is going to move out there or expand out there. So we're excited about that. So we'll begin that. And we did get some increased funding. You know, with that, you know, I think I mentioned to you all one-on-one, but I know the we have staff here and hopefully some listening in, is that we are going to put together a you know, a comprehensive plan to do some salary adjustments, adjust our pay plan. Generally speaking, the, you know, our different entry level salaries as well as a pay raise, we're going to be able to bring that forward to the board in June. So everyone's worked extremely hard. It's been a trying year, so I'm glad we're able to we're working hard to be able to present that to the board. So that concludes my update.
Great, thank you.
Oh, and I have a request for an approval to extend our strategic plan by 1 year, and more in line with our accrediting that's coming up. This will, and again, if you recall, we just approved it about a year and a half ago. So, and it's a year and a half process to get kicked off. So it made sense just to do it, to give us 1 year extension. And we feel that all of the pillars are very, still very viable today. So I would need a recommendation.
Have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes.
Now that concludes my update.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Brian, I think you're back up, right?
This is a whereas. We have a matter before the board, and this is to approve a final order and a joint stipulation in an employee case, Thorson versus Daytona State College, I want to thank Mr. Lloyd for his time and trouble in hearing the case. Since day one, we have offered this to the plaintiff and his counsel to do this. But after the hearing, they've decided to agree to this. So now the matter will be taken up in federal court. So we request approval of this final order and joint stipulation.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Facilities has one item. It was time for our renewal for the architectural continuing services contract. We do this every 2 years, so this was time to go back out. We had an RFQ that went out to the public, had 15 architectural firms submit on this one, so we had a great participation on the submittal. We shortlisted five firms, and from those five, we have chosen three, the top three, for our continuing service agreement. Two of these we've never worked with before, so they're brand new. It'll give them a chance to do some of our smaller work, before, we maybe use them on some of our larger projects. The third is DJ Design, who is the only local architect that submitted. They were also the architect that worked on our soccer field. So I would need approval of that final ranking, and also it would be for the contracts for those three.
So moved.
A motion, a second?
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'll be presenting the financial report for the period ending April 30th, 2021. We're now just 2 months remaining, so just over 83% through the fiscal year. As you'll see here, we have the revenue budget versus actual for the Fund 1 operating fund. Going down the side there, you'll see $25.8 million of our tuition and fees has been collected to date. That's 96% of the budget. $38.3 million, or 80% of our state revenues collected. 79%, or $7.5 million, of our other revenues. And $2.8 million, or 100% of the board-approved transfers. So in total, as of April 30th, we've now collected $74.4 million, or 85% of our 87.2 operational budget. A similar budget to actual comparison for our operating expenses. As we go down, $46.7 million of personnel expenses incurred to date, that's 72% of the budget. $15.4 million, or 75% of current expenses. Of that number, we've incurred 12.6 of actual expenditures. The other $2.8 million represents encumbrances that are tied to open purchase orders. Moving down, $1.6 million of the capital outlay budget has been obligated. $994,000 of that is actual expenses incurred, and the resulting $591,000 of encumbrances. Total obligations at this point in time, $63.6 million, or 73% of the operational budget. And removing the encumbrances down at the bottom there, actual expenses to date represent $60.3 million, or 69% of the operational budget. So we, with 2 months remaining, we feel we're in pretty good shape. Like I said, we're 83% through the year, total obligations of 73%. It looks like we're going to wind down the year in good shape from an expense standpoint and come in under budget.
Marty, are the personnel expenses lagging because of vacancies or?
There's some of that, Dr. Howard. There's also, we utilized some of the CARES Act funds and shifted some of those expenses over to Fund 2, the grant itself. So we have a couple things going on there.
Great, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a snapshot of our operating fund balance. We started the year with $15.2 million. Of that, $5.2 million is our 5% state required reserve, $2.4 million in board designated reserves, $7.3 million of unallocated reserves, and then the $248,000 of year-end encumbrances from last year that rolled over. So as of April 30th, we have a net projected fund balance in Fund 1 of $20.5 million. Okay, the next slide shows our comparison year over year of our revenues. You can see we've collected 85% through April 30th of our budgeted revenues, whereas last year at the same point in time, we collected 86%. So very consistent year to year, and that's what we would expect. Sticking with revenues, here's the three-year tuition and fee analysis that we typically present. You can see, in total, we've collected $25.7 million. Last year, we were at $27.1 million. Doing the math, that's down in total about 5%. The biggest decrease, of course, is in-state tuition, the biggest category at the top, which is down in a revenue standpoint, down 9%. So we make up some of that gap between the other fees, the distance learning fees, and some of the other categories where we've recovered some funds. So in total, not bad at all. And I'll just add to that, once the year winds down and we're able to get a true depiction of where revenue and tuition fees land, we'll be able to utilize the CARES Act money for the lost revenue and recover some of these funds.
Question.
Yes, sir.
In terms of comparisons to the other state colleges, I know in the past we've talked about us looking better than most. Is that still pretty much the case?
We're right there, Gary, with the other colleges. I think we're ahead of the game in most respects. Some of the counterparts are experienced double-digit enrollment drops, and so I feel like we've kind of narrowed that gap, and I think we're going to wind down the year in pretty good shape as we come out of this COVID type atmosphere. I think we're really doing well. Summer and I think fall are looking a lot better as well. The preliminary numbers, so we're starting to see the trend.
Okay.
Okay, this is a similar comparison year over year of our operating expenses. Personnel expenses, 72% realized in the current year versus 76% at the same time last year. 75% of the current expenses versus 83% last year, and 82% versus 75% last year. Okay, shifting over to our capital project fund, Fund 7. This slide just gives the overview of the various funding sources within Fund 7 and shows the activity to date, expenditures, revenues, and then resulting fund balance. As a recap, we started the year with $41.1 million beginning fund balance. We've received cash and appropriations to date of $4.6 million. Total obligations of $16.4 million. Of that, 15.4 is expended and another million plus encumbered. That leaves us with a fund balance as of April 30th of 29.3 million. Of the 29.3, 15.3 million is committed and nearly 14 million uncommitted of that balance. This slide shows our recap of the major projects we have in progress at this time. We have 8 major projects with a total cost estimate of $28.6 million. The top 3 projects, the parking lots, News Journal Center floor renovation, and Flagler Palm Coast, are all scheduled to wind down at the end of this fiscal year, June 30th, hopefully. High voltage upgrade project, September of 2021 due date, target date. IT Cisco phones replacement is June of next year. Security camera DVR replacements has been a multi-year project, so we got that going out until June of 2025. Deltona classroom, Dr. Lubasa just mentioned, we secured the $3.8 million final piece of the funding, so hopefully we'll get that underway next fiscal year. And then the ERP with some ongoing consulting. Okay, and this lists the completed projects to date. We still have the demo of 210, 340, Deltona Master Plan, and for Husseini Hall, Building 130, all completed so far this fiscal year, with a total cost of $5.8 million. And that concludes the financial report for the period ending April 30th, unless we have any questions, comments. Okay. Next item is an informational item. We present all checks, ACHs, and wire transfers over $50,000 for the month of April. And the final item I have is a budget transfer request. This relates to, you'll remember back last March, the governor put the executive order in place, which loosened some of the statutes and State Board of Education rules, giving us some flexibility to transfer funds. If you recall, back in August, we came to the board for approval to take advantage of that flexibility. Once we caught wind that we were having this 6% state budget reduction, enrollment in the fall was looking a little challenging at that time, so we utilized that flexibility, came to the board for approval to transfer funds from Fund 7 Capital Projects Fund to Fund 1 in case we had to tap into those resources for operations. Now that the state has allowed us to, or has given us the ability to not only give us our 6% state holdback back, but we're also, you know, enrollment's a little better. We've utilized the CARES funds in various strategic ways. We feel that the $4.5 million that was transferred can now be returned back to Fund 7, the original funding source. And that's simply what we're asking for the board for recommendation to return those funds.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions, discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
That's a great outcome to be able to move it back.
Yes, it's it is good, and you know, and as you know, the renovation remodel money that we normally received, we now use this fund to help us with roof replacements, HVAC, and whatnot. So it's nice to get that funding back into that pot.
Just one item today.
One item, just an informational item, different than last month. This is the cost of textbooks and instructional materials for general education courses for summer 2021. I'll be glad to take any questions.
Not a question, just a comment. As always, we appreciate all you do to keep the cost down. On textbooks, it's a big part of education that sometimes gets forgotten. So,
thank you. I'll pass that along.
Anything else? Absolutely. Well, you know how I feel about that one, so I'll leave it at that. But great job.
Yeah, great. Randy carried the torch for you that time, Gary.
Yes, he did. Yeah. I'm with you.
Thank you. Thank you to Dr. Ellert for putting this report together.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Haas. It's a pleasure to work with you and always have been. Thank you.
Thank you.
Constituent heads.
Yes, and today we have in person Hilton Smith representing our SGA.
Greetings, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Labasso.
Good to see you.
Having me. First, I would like to thank the executive board for everything you have done. We, the SGA, thank you. And we had a great semester. We had a great semester. From what I hear, you know, I talk to a lot of people, a lot of students. I'm involved with a lot of clubs, so I have, and then I'm involved with like the class list. Like we go on our class list now and discussions, like to help promote for SGA. That was something that we came up with. So I've been in tune with a lot of students this semester, and everybody finished off strong. At first it was kind of hard, but I think everybody is adjusting to, you know, the pandemic. So And I always tell them about each and every one of you, because I get to see personally everything that you all do. And this will be my last semester as SGA president. However, we do have a new president, Adrian Toles Williams, two last names. I was bringing her here today, but she had to go into work, and she's trying to fix that, adjust that so she can be here. I've been working with her like all semester, you know, prepare her for the position. So it's bittersweet for me because I've been loving every bit of this. I learned a lot. I actually had tears in my eyes. I didn't realize, like, you know, how special this was. I feel like this class was the most important class we ever had because nobody in here has ever went through a pandemic, you know. And actually, I was telling, like, Dr. Labasso, well, I gave him a letter, and he just don't understand, like, when I was going through the most difficult times in my life, you know, this is in order, but I feel as though it is. Being that this is my last meeting, I want to say this. I was going through something, and I came in here, and he was like, "What's up, Hilton?" And, you know, and he done it a couple of times, and I was like, and it just, like, made my whole life. I went home, told my wife, I said, "Oh, my God." I said, "Our president," I said, "it's a blessing to have someone, you know, in his position and who he is." And I don't take that lightly, him or Dr. DeCrano, because he's been awesome. He's actually here in my graduation speech. But I just thought it was in order to say that, because that just shows, you know, how good they are. Like, he literally brought me a laptop to my home. You know, one of the cars messed up, and he was like, "I cannot let one of our students, you know, go without their materials that they need." And I just thought that was so awesome. So, like I said, it's a bittersweet moment, but we are ready. The new SGA board, they're pumped up, fired up, motivated, just like me, because that's the way I taught them. So they're going to be ready, and she's energetic, and I told her the first time I seen her, first day I spoke to her, I said, "You came in Brazil just like me." I said, "You're going to be the president of SGA one day, believe me." And she is. So, but the whole board is just ready, and they're ready to work. I think that's all I have for today. I know it's a little bit different, but I just want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart. And I know every student wants to thank you too, because it was not easy on us. And I speak for the student, Elasian, you know. So between us and you guys, and actually, I don't think it could have been a better board to represent us in a time as this. I believe God put you all here for a reason. Thank you.
Thank you, Hilton. Great to see Hilton, you know, rise to leadership position, graduate now, and you stay in touch. Make sure you keep you're an alumni. You're a Falcon for life, so you stay in touch. All righty. Dr. Alicia Ellert for the Administrative Council.
Good afternoon, and happy end of the spring semester. We had a really great discussion at our last Administrator Council meeting. It was mostly about our diversity EDU training and how that's been going and the impressions everyone had from that training, but also what we could do to continue these discussions in our unit. There's going to be some very important discussions moving forward, and of course, as the administrators at the college, we're going to help to lead those discussions and hopefully make some important changes here. It also led into a discussion about how we're recruiting diverse applicants. And also, then that segued into a discussion about what we learned during the pandemic and what we can carry forward from what's gone well in this past year and what didn't go as well, and just trying to learn from those lessons. And finally today, I'd like to report we do have a new board starting in July, and we announced that board at the last meeting. So taking over as chairperson in July will be Alicia Alexander, who is currently serves as our treasurer, and she's the director of academic and curriculum services. Vice chairperson will be Frank Mercer, who is the director of the Center of Business and Industry. The treasurer will be Tina Myers, the AVP for finance and controller. And the secretary will be Lisa Kugel. She's the director of resource development. So the current board will be working with them in the transition, and I'm sure I'll still be able to continue working with you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Alicia. And for Career Association, Amanda Schroyer.
Since the last meeting, we have actually had a volunteer step up to be our new treasurer, so we're excited about that. So her name is Sarah Rush, and she works on the DeLand campus in the financial aid department.
Right.
Which will be good for, you know, our treasurer to know more. we are still in search of our vice president and secretary, and so we're hopefully going to get some people interested in that soon. We will also be selecting our next Employee Recognition Award recipient this coming week for our May recipients. So we're still going through that, but that's all I have right now.
Thank you. And Dr. Levantel has no report from Faculty Senate at this time. And next is Billy Joe Dunaway for Professional Council.
Professional Council is currently holding its election for new officers. Returning officers and newly elected officers will be installed later this month. Last month, we announced our Professional Employee of the Month, which was Michelle Church. This month, we were looking for a professional that we felt was a problem solver. And so we held elections and decided that Kathleen Wren is our professional for May. The submission read that Kat is unflappable in her everyday challenges with current employees, retirees, and families of the deceased. Many employees come to the employee benefits office with personal and difficult situations, and Kat will solve them with a positive attitude. So we're happy to have selected her this for May's Professional Employee of the Month. We'll meet again on the 21st, and that's my whole report.
All right. Thank you, Billy Joe. That concludes the constituent reports.
Great. Thank you. And I'm actually going to go in reverse order just to make sure people are paying attention. So I'm going to start with D and go up through A if you're following your agenda. So first off, just call your attention to the professional development opportunities on page 305 in your board book. Secondly, the president's contract is on page 300 of the board book, and I would entertain a motion to approve it.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Congratulations, Tom. We are certainly happy to have you back at the helm again for another year and appreciate all you've done over the past year, which was, as Hilton said, a year like no other. So appreciative of all you do.
Thank you. So I want to thank the board for extending me another contract. I find this is a privilege to serve here, and very thankful to have a supportive board and a great team to help move the college forward. Couldn't do it without the team.
Agreed. Thank you. And then on page 298, you'll notice the District Board of Trustees meeting schedule for the next year. If I could get a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. You'll notice on the bottom there, you know, we do have retreats scheduled for most of the board meetings. And as you heard Tom say earlier, if there's a topic that you are you know, passionately interested in, or you just think would be valuable for the board to learn more about, make sure you let me or Tom know. We'll make sure we schedule that into one of the retreats. I think it's a great opportunity. The one today was phenomenal. I learned some things that I didn't know before. You know, the one we had recently on the Law Enforcement Academy, I think that was great, great data for us to know. So by all means, if something interests you or you want to hear more about it, let us know.
I've requested down in the fall that perhaps one of the graduations that we saw today be performed here.
It's a great idea. Yeah, we could try to make that work. Excellent. And so then, just for my update, I'm just going to do two really quick things. One, I guess for both people that are headed out. So Hilton, you know, it's been an honor hearing you give your talks at a couple of events, the dedication ceremonies, and your update here, you know, each month. And just a minute ago, you said that you speak for the students, and you know, I would just say personally, you do it well. You do it with heart. You do it with passion. And so Godspeed in your future endeavors. And Marianne, we're going to miss you. Yeah. So, you know, I have not been on the board near as long as some of my esteemed colleagues here, but just in the short time that I've known you through this and then through some other relationships, I think somebody said earlier today you are just even-keeled but passionate about, you know, things that are important to this college and to you. And it'll be a tremendous loss to us. So, but we appreciate all you've done for the college.
Thank you.
And with that, I'm going to actually quit talking, and I'm going to turn it over to Marianne first so that she gets the first word around the table here. So.
Oh, dear. it's been a wonderful 12 years. And so right now it's kind of bittersweet. You know, sad to be leaving, but 12 years, you know, we need to get somebody else in here. I envision someone younger. Well, I don't know how that could be, but anyway, you know, after a while, I think we just need new perspectives, and I'm sure they will have the same passion that I've had for this college. And I've had it for a long time. Long before I became a trustee. And I will never lose that, but I will go on and do something else. And I had just recalled the other day that I have been a volunteer since I was 12 years old. And my mother had me march the neighborhood and collect dimes for the March of Dimes. She kind of coordinated all the neighborhoods in our area, and she decided at the age of 12 I was old enough to go. And that's been, people actually put a dime in the little booklet thing. Yeah, yes, in the little slot. And I was so excited. And I think I got a dime from every single house that I went to. Of course, I was only allowed to do the immediate neighborhood, but it was a big deal. And I've been a volunteer ever since, mostly with education, all areas of education. But so that's my passion, and I'm sure I will be doing something in that. Anyway, it's been an honor to get to meet, know all of you, and, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. I like to think that I can just say it in one simple sentence, what we achieve here. And somebody long ago, much greater person than I, said, if you teach a man to fish, right? And that's what we do. We're teaching them how to take care of themselves, how to take care of the families, how to take care of their communities. And just always remember, that's what you have to do. And the more people that we can do that for, the greater our community will be, the greater our world will be. And with that, I'm signing off.
Thank you. Betty.
Well, it goes without saying, Marianne, that we're truly going to miss you. It has been a pleasure getting to know you and working with you these 10 years.
Thank you.
You will always be a part of this. Today's meeting with the Center for Women, Men and Women was really very well done. I think for those of us who are familiar with it, just kind of brought back all of the things that how we touched the lives of so many people. And I remember, as I said, with the dinner, when you go up and hear the people give their speeches, you just see how proud they are, and they have that confidence to put that step forward. And so, you know, we're like throwing a little pebble, and we never know the ripples in their lives that we're making, and it is such a wonderful impact that this college has. And Hilton, you did a wonderful job representing your students, and I was so proud of you, as you could just see that the pride shown as you were speaking. Aaron mentioned about we had April was Community College Month, and I forgot to mention when we met about doing something, but I'd like if you could share maybe at our next meeting, because we did some wonderful things that we put out there about what this college does. And I'm always saying, you know, we do so much, we don't always communicate and celebrate the great things that we do with this college. So the material that was developed was very well done, and I don't know if the rest of the
That video. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd love to see that video.
Well, that was there, but there were just a lot of other ads and individual students that talked about the importance of the community. And so it was the ACCT Community College. And they don't really announce that April is Community College Month. Mm-hmm. And so it's our time again to celebrate, to share, to inform. So if you don't mind, I'd like for it to be on to share the materials at our next
Absolutely.
Meeting so that for those of us, again, just to see all the things that we do and to hear from our students mm-hmm. what they feel about this college.
It's a great idea.
Do that.
Thank you.
Bob?
I'm going to steal a little bit from the Bible. Whew. There are tears of joy and there are tears of sorrow. And the tears of joy for Mary Ann Haas is having been working alongside of her. I heard a lot of compliments about Mary Ann Haas and what she did. I'm just a little bit behind her in term on the board. But she can be feisty when she wants to be. She can get to the point when she wants to be. I mean, all the glad shakes and hands. I know Mary Ann well. And when I had troubles and she was chairman, we may have just passed each other and mumbled and grumbled a little bit. But she was a leader and is a leader. And the joy is now that she gets home to watch David do his honey-do list because nobody's paying attention to him for the past couple of years. So now she's got the whip in hand. The tears are losing her, losing my right-hand lady, the lady that I looked up to for so many years, who when I first came on board on a Wednesday was told I had to approve a $90 million budget on Thursday and said, I don't know much about scotch tape and paper clips. And they said, well, you got to vote on it. And I said, I'm not going to vote. And they said, you're breaking the law. I said, okay, I'll vote. And so that was my first 24 hours on the board. Didn't know. I mean, they threw a budget at me and said, prove it. I said, can I read this overnight? And Marianne helped me through a lot of dark areas. And we shouldn't go back. We're going forward. The college has done so many unbelievable great things. But the foundation was there years ago. Marianne Farouk-Hosseini helped build that foundation. And I luckily, Charlie Crist appointed me. I guess I was at a cocktail party in Miami, and he liked me at that time. So that's the way it started, and there's fun. But I've been on a lot of committees. I've been with a lot of committee folks and run my own. This is the most and the best in my entire life, and it's because of people like you, Marianne. Thank you.
Thank you. Sarah?
Marianne, it's been 4 years.
Is your mic on?
Maybe. Is that better? It's been 4 years, and I've learned a lot from you. You said you're not finished. You have other things to come, so I'm excited to see what that is, because I don't think she's one to sit home and manage her husband.
Oh, yes, she will.
He might need it, but she's got other things to do, I think. So congratulations, good luck, and I look forward to see what you do next. Also, congratulations to the graduates. It's the end of the semester. We won't be back before they walk, so that's all exciting. Teacher Appreciation Week was this week, and none of us would be sitting here if it weren't for a teacher in our life. And to that, I say thank you to all of the teachers. Everybody have a great summer.
Thank you, Sarah. Lloyd?
Marianne, you're a neighbor and a friend, and so I'll see you around in Flagler Beach. Thanks for your service. I had root canal done this morning at 9 o'clock, and it was a new dentist. And it was a female dentist, and it's the greatest dentist I've ever had. And her assistant was wonderful. And I found out she's a graduate of Daytona State. Her name is Yossi Manala. And because I said, you know, what school did you go to? She said, I went to Daytona. She says, wonderful. I said, I will be announcing your name this afternoon at the board meeting.
Be nice to me.
Yeah. But, you know, I have no pain, you know, not yet, right. But it went well, and I'm happy to be here in this wonderful institution. And, Tom, thanks to you and your folks, what you do, you make our job even better.
Yes.
Appreciate it. And to all of you, have a happy summer. And to the graduates, we won't be there, but we'll be there in thought. And thank you so much.
Well, wait, that's dedication. Root canal in the morning and at the board meeting in the afternoon. So. Gary?
Hilton, congratulations. And the best, and I am very optimistic about your future. With your spirit, it's going to go very, very far. I'm going to come to you next, Marianne. But before I do, whereas Tom Lovaso, Chris Wainwright, Louis Mercer, Jim Marandino, Cindy Summers, and many staff volunteers and the COVID task force, this was such a moving target. If you saw the things that we would talk about from January when we decided, okay, we're going forward with this thing, we're not sure how, and not knowing if we're going to, how food and drinks are going to go to where the seating is even going to be and how much seating, we were able to pull this off. Plus, one of our songwriters actually was asking me about Daytona State College because his son's in high school in Tennessee and a baseball player, a very good taste baseball player. So he's asking me about the baseball program here as well. So, but we've got a lot of folks that got to recognize Daytona State in the amphitheater, and I know we'll be celebrating this in the next couple of months, but the facilities are looking awesome there for the nursing program. And so with this, I want to give Tom, give you and your team this plaque. It's not as big as Mary Ann's, I'm sorry.
That's appropriate.
Gary put on an amazing event. So we got babysitters and had a weekend.
Oh, okay.
Good job, Gary.
It's the day this year.
It was last 2 weeks ago. It was fantastic.
All right. Now, Marianne. All right. Number one, I think one of the things you forgot the whereas was whereas Marianne was recognized on out walking with her cross country shirt and asked if she was part of our cross country team.
That's right.
I remembered that, and I thought to myself, I've been on the St. Joe walkway walking with my Daytona State College shirt, and nobody's asked me if I'm on the cross country team. So, just saying. But, Marianne, your passion, I just wrote down two words, passion and compassionate. Your passion for this college and everything we do in education in general and the students and the love that you have for everybody. They don't come any nicer. But also, too, you're compassionate about the people, too, about their challenges. And that's one of the beauties of Daytona State College is we meet a lot of challenges that many universities and others may not always have. They have some of it, but probably not to the extent where you're required by law to still take them in. And we do that. And your leadership has just been outstanding around all those things. So thank you so much, and I'm glad to call you friend. And my very best and Barbara's very best to you and David and your family.
Thank you
in the future. And I'm with Sarah. I don't think you're completely done yet with this stuff. So,
thank you, Randy.
I think you know what, I like Bob. I sit on a lot of boards, and you know, some of them, you I would have to say some of them are obligatory, and you kind of go. I actually thought when started talking about his root canal, he was going to compare this to the board meeting to a root canal, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've been to board meetings, they're more like root canals, but not this one. So, Mr. Freckles, thank you. But I'm really always inspired, honestly, by the level of enthusiasm. I appreciate so much what you've done for the student body, and that's really cool to hear. I mean, leadership. You've got to be able to have enthusiasm for what you do if you're going to be a good leader. And so I would join the others and say, you're going to do a great job in life, and I appreciate it so much. I also would like to thank Tom, not only for everything he's done, but for accepting your contract. Thank you for agreeing to stay another year with us. I mean that sincerely. I'm truly appreciative for that. And honestly, Marianne, I passion, and a lot of times I've seen people who are passionate, but they don't know how to channel it in a way. And only my experience has only been short with you, but the passion is evident. But you do it with such style and grace, and so that's pretty cool too, to be able to take all that and be able to do it in such a way that others will hear you. They really hear you because you put it in a nice package. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
Randy, Bob?
Well, I think when you talk about leadership, one of the things, the hallmarks of leadership is to leave things better than you found them. And to Hilton and to Marianne, you have certainly left things here better than you found them. Yep. So congratulations and Godspeed.
One more thing I would like to add to Marianne. I think we neglected it today. For several years, she's been our representative on the Daytona Beach Foundation, and she has represented this board and gone to not only these board meetings, but the foundation's board, so she's always done double duty and has always been right on the mark in bringing back the reports. And for that, I think we neglected to thank you. Not everybody wants to take a second job. And you always did. Thank you, Marianne.
Oh, great. Well, again, thanks, everybody, for making the board meeting. Thanks to all the staff that presented. You always do a great job, and we appreciate it. Good presentations with good information. And with that, hope everybody enjoys their summer, and meeting's adjourned.